Greetings, blog talkers, street walkers, night stalkers, and anybody else that's listening. MZ here with you for another edition of Who's the Savage Now? This could be coming out, could be coming out over Blog Talk, could be coming out over SoundCloud, could be coming out over YouTube. We're not sure. We don't know. It's undetermined at this point, but we are determined to make a point, and that is KCRW Watch, KPFK Watch, handcrafted vegan food, handcrafted music, handcrafted animal rights advocacy, news, and hard-hitting commentaries. It's the end of the year, 2018, December 31st, something like 3:44 p.m. in the p.m. here on the edge of a continent in an undisclosed seaside city not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. Coming to you live and direct like we do it from the poor man's beachfront condo. KPFK news, I heard Jerry Quickly got fired. You want to hear it? Last Friday's show, somebody called in. The word's getting around. They canned his ass. They canned his ass. I'm not going to cry any tears for Jerry Quickly.
Make me work hard to keep me honest, buddy. 818-90.
I'm not going to cry any tears for Jerry Quickly. He made his bed. Now he's got to go fucking lie in it. Fucking lion, pathological lion, loudmouth clown, fact-efficient bully. Right up to the end. Right up to the fucking end. He fucking lied his ass off. Every time somebody confronted him with a fact, he fucking lied his ass off. Fuck Jerry Quickly. Better off without him. Better off without him. Here's how I know, though.
855735 is the phone number. That's 818-989.
I heard this
song. Next up, let's talk to
last Friday's show.
I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing.
Last Friday's show.
818-985-KPFK. Next up, let's talk to Ramona calling from Boyle Heights. Ramona, welcome to the show.
It's Ramona.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Hi, first off, I just want to say how much I appreciate the work you do. I think you're really like a hero. It's so hard to find any kind of real reporting or even real discussion about what's happening, and I'm just so grateful.
Okay, right now I know this. She doesn't even listen to the station. She probably doesn't even listen to the station. Her roommate, her friend works at the station, and she's calling in. She can't be talking about Jerry Quickly. Ramona, go over, watch my videos, okay? I provide direct evidence that Jerry abuses his callers, lies on air, fails to correct his lies, and lies and lies and lies some more, okay? He says he doesn't incite violence. He asked for one example. I gave him four, okay? Four freaking examples of inciting violence on the air, Ramona. What? Is that the part that you love about the show? Is that what you consider real fucking news?
But I'm actually calling for something a little bit worse, a little bit more upsetting, is that I've just heard from someone that works at the station that you've been fired last...
Bam! 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 There it was. There it is. There it will be and shall ever remain. Truth hereafter. Jerry was fired! Jerry Quickly was fired his ass. They fired his ass. And goddamn, that's the right thing to do. Jerry was not toeing the line. He was not a representative of the Pacifica mission. He was not a good representative of the Pacifica mission. He violated the standards of the station at KPFK by abusing his callers and lying and inciting violence on the air, and then denying that he did it. Denying that he fucking did it. Okay? It would have been one thing if Jerry would have said, oh yeah, you know what, you're right. You know what, I've been in the past, I've been this way, and that's not right. I'm going to change, and it's going to be, you know, I'm going to try to do better. No, that's not what Jerry did. Jerry says, oh man, nuh-uh. Some caller called in a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, you call for a lot of violence. And Jerry goes, nuh-uh, name one example. Name one example. And right there, I knew, okay, that this guy is a pathological, a pathological liar. He just can't stop, he can't not lie, okay? It's insane, man. How did this guy ever get on KPFK? This guy, he's like unbelievable. And that's when I made my video with those violence-inciting clips. I held those back. I held those back, man. I didn't want to put that out there because it's negative. It's deeply negative stuff, and it's serious, and it can get people fired, and it did. And now Ramona's crying for Jerry. Don't cry any tears for Jerry, Ramona.
Christmas week, and I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it or what the case is, but I'm...
Well, I can't discuss any...
He can't discuss any staff issues. He can't discuss it was a leak and not a hack from the DNC. He can't discuss that. He can't discuss MK Ultra because he calls that a conspiracy theory. He can't discuss lots of stuff. He can't discuss the fact that it wasn't 17 intelligence agencies that had high confidence in the Russian dossier. He can't discuss that. There's just an endless list of shit that Jerry can't discuss. Okay? Now, if that you call that real reporting, then I don't know what fucking definition of reporting you have, Ramona, but that is not real reporting. Having a list of things you are unwilling to discuss on a news program is not actual reporting.
I can't discuss any staff issues.
Okay, so I'm going to take that as a yes, that you were fired on Christmas week, and I'm in shock because, as I said, I think you're one of the only people in the community that's speaking for the brown community, too.
Jerry Quigley, the only one in the community speaking for the brown community? What? Jerry's African American. He's half African American.
The brown community. And the level of your reporting, the level of the guests that you have on there is just of the highest caliber. You should be celebrated. You should be protected. We should be taking care of you. And not only that.
And the level of caliber of incitements to violence that you put out over the air, Jerry, it's just such a high level of violence incitement that people should be celebrating you for inciting violence in the community. Okay? Yeah, that's what he should be celebrated. Bullshit. Goodbye, Jerry, and good riddance.
From what I understand, you're also...
Take this bullshit over to your couple of dozen listeners on YouTube and SoundCloud and sell it there, buddy. Sell it there. See how many people want to hear this shit.
This is the most listened to show on the entire radio station.
Okay, now here Ramona says it's the most listened to show on the entire radio station. Well, that's probably not really hard to pull off, considering they've got a 0.01111 listenership or something in L.A. Okay, that's probably not really hard to pull off.
Pacifica KPFK, so it doesn't make any sense. I'm completely confused why they would do this. I feel betrayed by the station if this is true, because it's not listening to its listeners. It doesn't care about its listeners if it's doing this.
I think it does care about its listeners. It doesn't want its listeners to be abused on the phone by Jerry. Verbal abuse, which I document in my YouTube video at Who's the Savage Now, Ramona. Check it out. Repeated examples. Over the past year, okay, of him abusing callers, verbally abusing them, after they spoke for 10 seconds, he goes on for 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes sometimes, abusing the callers that he doesn't even know, calling them white supremacists. He never even determined what race the caller was. You are misinformed, Ramona, and I doubt that you're a regular listener to the show. If this is your true feeling.
And I also heard that they were canceling all Spanish-speaking programming.
I don't know.
Where is she hearing this shit? What are your sources? Cite your sources.
I can't discuss any programming. I'm not involved with station programming, so I can't respond to that.
If we don't have you, who do we have? This is unacceptable. And
no, it's not, Ramona. It's entirely acceptable, and it's the right thing to do for the station. It's the right thing to do. Heave ho, Jerry's got to go. This is Jerry's motto: lie, deny, and let them wonder why. That's Jerry's show motto.
I ask everyone that's listening to do whatever they can. We have to flood KPFK.
Not me. I'm doing everything I can to get him off of there.
PFK with messages. We have to tell them that this is not okay. This isn't okay. And that they fired you on Christmas is just disgusting. You know, these people are supposed to say that they care about their left. They care about real discourse.
And this reminds me of the McDonald's slogan. Loving it.
This just shows that they're not what they care about. So I'm just really upset, and I'm really sorry if this is true, because you do so much for us, and I just want...
You do so much for... Oh, my God, kid, these are paid actors.
Thank you, and I'll fight to...
These are paid phone actors, man. Some of these callers... I'm real suspicious of these callers because... over half of them, before they get to their point, they give a testimonial to Jerry, how much they love him, how good he is, how great a journalist he is. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. They can't be listeners to the show. They just can't. They can't. They say, I listen every day. I listen. It just doesn't ring true. It doesn't ring true, and it's never rung true.
Whatever I can.
Oh, Ramona,
talk about it.
I deeply appreciate your support of the show. I deeply appreciate your support of Pacifica and the network, and I hope that we all continue to earn your support going forward. I'm really touched, Ramona. Thank you.
I just really hope that we can make a dent and that we find a way that they can keep you on board, because this is outrageous.
Thank you, Ramona. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for.
It's not outrageous, Ramona. It's what happens. It's what happens when you're loudmouth, fact-efficient, race-baiting, violence-inciting bully. Loudmouth bully like Jerry was on the air. That's exactly what happens to you, and that's what should happen to people like that. And good riddance to them. So we'll have to see how that plays out. You know, it's unofficial at this point, but it sounds like Jerry got the axe. And she never even mentioned why. She never even asked why. She never asked why. Very suspicious. She never said, Jerry, why did they fire you? Wouldn't if you were upset that somebody got fired, wouldn't that be your first fucking question? Why did they do this? Why did they... Nope, she didn't go there. Didn't go there. Wasn't interested. All she had... She knew it was wrong. Never mind the reason. I know it's wrong, she says. Right? So she implies. Well, we know otherwise. Obviously, she hasn't watched my videos. I document Jerry's abusive practices, you know, in my videos. Documented for the past year, from going back to the summer of 2017. And, you know, so, sorry, Jerry, you made your bed, buddy. You made your bed, now you gotta fucking lie in it. Good night. As an example, this just happened in the last 72 hours, or last Friday's show. Last week, a caller called in and asked Jerry about a co-worker of his, somebody that follows him Monday through Thursday, comes on at 5 p.m. right after his show. Jerry claims he doesn't know who the guy is. This is just one more example of him lying. Just a pathological liar.
Dale, welcome to the show. It's a speed round, 30 seconds or less. What's the dealio?
Hey. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, real fast, on the macro... level, what we're talking about is basically a fascist cabal that's trying to get control of the world's wealth. Let's start with Syria. He takes the Syrian trip, and this is Ian Masters that put these questions together a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Ian Masters, the fellow on
Who, what name did you mention? I don't know that name.
Ian Masters.
Okay.
Ian Masters.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so anyway...
So Jerry's not laughing. He says, I don't know who that is, Ian Masters. I don't know who that is. He comes on Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6 p.m. right after Jerry's show. But he doesn't know who he is. And he's not laughing. He's not joking. It's not a joke. He's serious. He's seriously lying. Okay? He knows who Ian Masters is. He works at the station. But Jerry for some reason says, I don't know who that is. And then a call, the next day, or a day or two later, a caller calls in and says, Jerry, you know, we know that you know who Ian Masters is, and why did you do that? Or he just called him out for what he did. Okay, what number is that? 407.
My work well, and never mind the critics.
Okay, no, well, I agree with that, but you see...
But I can always do better.
Well, what you can do better, I mean, you very often will point out that it's a total disaster, the organization in the White House. Yes, it's full of humans who don't really like each other. The way you the other day answered one of the callers about Ian Master, which Ian Master, his personality sometimes irritated me as well. But nevertheless, he's a co-worker of you, and he raised a lot of money for the station, all right? And he's a good journalist. But he's annoying, I agree. But he's a good journalist, okay? And the way you say, no, who is that? No, I don't know. Jerry, we got the message, okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right, you have a good day, all right?
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate hearing from you. We're taking your calls here at 818 Quan Levin Estaya.
Lies. That's all we get from Jerry. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. The last incident was somebody called in and said, Jerry, you know you call for a lot of violence. Jerry goes, that's not true. Name one. Give me one example. So I made that video and gave him four examples in the last 12 months where he's calling for inciting violence on the air, okay? Inciting violence on the air to create an atmosphere, to create an environment where people want to get involved in violence, okay? That's all you have to do to incite violence. And Jerry has a big microphone, okay? And you can't do that. You can't do that. Go over to your YouTube channel and do that with a couple of dozen YouTube followers and your SoundCloud followers, dude. Less than 500 subs. Dude's been on the radio for how many decades in L.A.? Off and on. Got under 500 subs on his SoundCloud and YouTube. No one's listening to this guy. How did he get on KPFK? He's a good fundraiser. Okay, and yeah, he goes off the rails sometimes. That's just Jerry. No. Dude, you're lying on air. You're a liar. You're a pathological liar. Whew. Don't know why it gets me so upset, but it does. And, you know, you gotta, how did Arthur Ashe put it? Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. And that's what I'm doing. I'm starting where I am. Using what I have and doing what I can. And Jerry Quickly is not... I was just reading the Pacifica mission statement, you know, to create... To bring people together, essentially. To bring people together, okay? And on KPFK... Where did it go? Oh, I don't have it anymore. Jerry Quickly. And you try to get a hold of a producer, a programmer at KPFK. They have if you listen online, it says send an email. I've been clicking that thing. I've been clicking that thing for 6 months, and then there's nobody on the other end. It just it loops you over back to the main page. You know, I mean, like what? Okay, there's Ian Masters doing his thing. And Jerry doesn't know him. Jerry doesn't know him. $16 a month. Anyway, they say they're a progressive station that's challenging the corporate news version of events. But all Jerry does is play clips from MSNBC and CNN. That's it. And which he agrees with. He agrees with them, not to refute them, not to be opposed to them. And then I heard this on Ian Masters' show the other day, which was a replay. It's the best of Ian Masters. I heard this on fucking Ian Masters. Ian Masters is like, he thinks MSNBC is doing good journalism.
My work well.
Where's this? No, that's not it.
Companies came to Congress.
No.
They want to,
well, Tom Hartman.
So, Serge.
Let's get started on Tom Hartman.
Right. Even though liberals and conservatives are actually both in separate bubbles, and there is no consensus in this country anymore about what is true and what is real. If you, for example, go back to the days of Walter Cronkite there on the evening news, Uncle Walter seemed to be believed by most Americans. Now, those days are over. But there is a tendency, and I've fallen into that tendency myself, to equate Fox and MSNBC by saying, well, conservatives get their information from Fox and liberals from MSNBC. But at least on MSNBC, they do practice journalism. And I think it's important that you have pointed that out.
What? You call Rachel Maddow? Rachel Maddow doing journalism? Okay, so let's hear a little bit of Rachel Maddow and that real journalism that they do over there at MSNBC, according to Ian Masters on KPFK, Los Angeles. He admires the work, the journalistic integrity of MSNBC. Are you kidding me?
Russia hates Russia.
This is from one show, March 9th. A listener put this together, not of mine, but
Russia.
What happened? There you go. There you go. There's a little journalism at MSNBC for you. There's a little journalistic integrity for MSNBC. What? So KPFK on their website, what does it say? What is their mission statement on their website? Let me just go to it here real quickly. Let me just go to it real Jerry quickly. It's not there. Just one second. KPFK.org. KPFK.org is looking for an afternoon drive time host at 4 p.m. on the air. What? Tom Hartman program. Jerry's gone. Wait, on the air. Tom Hartman, live calling number, 9 a.m. to 10. No, what the hell? Okay, Jerry Quickly's on now. I thought they... KPFK is a progressive media outlet challenging corporate media perspectives. Okay. MSNBC is corporate media, I think. I'm pretty confident that they're corporate media. And providing a voice to voiceless communities. Help keep KPFK a strong and independent source of music, arts, news, and information. Okay, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. I'm pointing out how your hosts, malfeasance of your own hosts on your own shows, okay? They're not providing us a progressive media outlet challenging corporate media perspectives. They're just echoing the corporate media perspectives. That's all Jerry Quickly plays on his fucking show. MSNBC and CNN clips one after the other after the other after the other. CNN, MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC. That's all Jerry plays. Occasionally something from the Washington Post or the New York Times, who are also corporate news. So where is this challenging corporate media perspectives on Jerry's Quickly show? He's not challenging any corporate media perspectives. He's right in line. He's right in goose step with these guys on this Russia derangement and calling it journalism. That's not journalism. That's not journalism, man. It's not the kind of journalism I want to listen to. In print, radio, whatever medium you're giving it to us. Okay, so I got to get out of here. Jerry Quickly's on. I got to go listen. I got to go see. It's probably just a repeat. And KPFK, man, do you mind? Hey, would you really mind letting us know if a show's a replay or not? So we're not 20 minutes into the show and we're thinking, oh, wait a minute. We're not doing rubbernecking here, you know, not having psychic whiplash, thinking that the show's live, and then and then realizing that you've already heard the show before. You're like, do you mind giving us a heads up, KPFK, programmers, producers, volunteers? Do you mind giving us a little, hey, this is a replay? You know, like they do in professional broadcasting? They let the audience know that this was previously recorded or it's a replay or something. Not at KPFK. It's guess, lie, deny, and keep guessing why. Sort of like Jerry Quickly's motto. Nah, fuck it. We don't need to say that. And that's what Tom Hartman never says the day or the date on his show. I have never heard him say the day or the date. It's like, is this show from yesterday or like 3 years ago? It's like hard to know. And I swear to God, I've heard those when he starts the show reading that book, the excerpt. I swear to God, I've heard a few of those 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, whoa, this is another repeat. It's like, yeah, it's another repeat. Oh, well, they didn't say anything. Oh, that's our policy. We don't inform the listeners what we're doing behind the scenes. We make them guess. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'm a regular listener. I'm a sustaining member. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I got to go listen to Jerry now. That's my KPFK watch for the week of January 2nd. It's January 2nd now, finishing up this little blurb. Peace out.